World Leader 2005 time, the reality show where the world's best leaders get the chance to shine in front of millions of listless viewers. Tony Blair's getting some last-minute advice from his reality TV advisor, former Big Brother star Jade Goody, whose talents include minging, but not singing.
So, Jade, any last-minute bits of advice on how I can win this show?
It's all about bits, Town. Gotta keep it real, yeah? Any chance you get, you've got to show the viewers your best bits.
So you mean, like, my sense of humour, my integrity?
What? No, your bits, you know, your knob.
Expose myself in front of millions? Are you sure?
Of course I'm fucking sure. Reality TV's all tits and arse.
But in case you hadn't noticed, unlike Fatboy Prescott, I don't have tits.
Nah, what I mean is, if you want to win, you've got to get smashed on booze. And definitely shag your roommate, like loads, yeah? Any chance you get to drop your strides in front of the cameras, fucking do it.
Tony, it's time we got to move on, or we'll miss this flight to Vegas.
You're not coming.
Of course he is. If you want to look bling, you've got to have an entourage of useless hanger-onerers.
Well, he fits that bill.
You can make him your fat minder.
And to help me get in character, there's an all-day buffet at the hotel. It'll keep me in my fighting weight.
Since when has a beast moron been classed as a fighting weight?
Wag my bush. Come on.
So, Condi, security's tight, right?
Yep, tighter than Artie's buns.
And these pretzels have been checked for chokeability, right?
As long as you don't get confused on the eating procedure, they'll be fine, sugar.
So, to rehash, chewing, then swallowing.
That's right, and the instructions are on the side of every bowl just in case.
Great!
Come in.
Room service, Mr. President.
About time, I'm famishing.
Holy mother of mercy, what the hell's that?
It's what the president ordered, if you please.
Jeez, boy, when I said I could eat a horse, I didn't mean literally.
But our menu is French. Anyway, consider it a fait accompli for your last meal, Mr. Bush.
What?
Prepare to die, you dog!
I think he's talking to you, Condi. Ow! Ow!
Die, you terrorist scum!
Oh my God, Arnie! George has been assassinated.
No, he hasn't.
Good shooting, Arnold. Just in time, too.
George? But who's this? What the... Damn it, what's going on, George?
Calm down, Condi. This was Lucky Likey number 7. He's been standing in for me for the past couple of days.
What? And why wasn't I told any of this?
We thought you'd go apeshit.
You're damn right I'd go apeshit. There was a plan to assassinate George and you didn't tell me?
No, Condi. We found out about the plot 5 minutes ago. We thought you'd go apeshit if you found that I was bunking off the preparations for this World Leader 2005 contest.
Come again?
You give too much yaggity yag. George, read this speech. George, don't slouch. George, don't invade Canada. Us guys needed a break from your gooly talk.
I can't believe I've been coaching a dead guy.
Don't sweat it, girl. There's plenty more where he came from. The CIA's cloning program is in full swing.
Now you be quiet, George. It's time to hustle. I'm gonna whip your ass into shape. We've got half a day to cram like you've never crammed before. It'll be just like your Princeton days.
But I'm sober now.
Arnold, pass me one of those geography books.
Third or fourth grade?
Both.
Whack by Bush.
And your reasons to visit the United States?
We're here for the World Leader 2005 contest.
The what?
It's like a talent contest for the world's leaders. We're the British team.
Yes, you know, I'm Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister.
Yeah, sure you are, pal.
No, I am.
Quiet, boy. Now, do you pack these bags yourself?
Don't be stupid. I'm the Prime Minister.
So that's a no, then. What's this here, boy?
Ah, it's a package I said I'd take for a little old Colombian lady. Sorry, Tony. I should have told you. I slipped it in your bag.
You did what?
Woo-wee! Well, looky here. I reckon we got 2 kilos of pure gear right here.
Why would she pack in sugar like that?
It's not freaking sugar, you fucking moron.
Quiet, boy. Now you two, assume the position and drop them.
Look, you can't do this. I'm the Prime Minister. What do you think you're... Oh, well, you know, hang on. Hello!
Has the greasy glove of love found Tony Blair's G-spot? Can George cram for the contest in time? Who's going to win World Leader 2005? Find out next time, an all-new, heavily lubricated episode of...
What my bush!
And now an address from the President.
people of America and other non-commie countries. Due to a decimal point malfunction on my Barney Does Numbers calculator, I've screwed up the budget again. So hey, give me a break. We need donations to continue our war on terrorists and other undesignables. Go to whackmybush.com and donate a couple of bucks. God bless Amy and Erica. Amy and Erica? Who the fuck are they?